Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Last segment, I shared with you some ideas of how to individually account for livestock using various numbering systems. This round, let's discuss some of the ways those numbers can be displayed and used to optimize profitability. There are many options: ear tags, hot brand, ear notch, freeze brand, electronic devices, tattoos, paint brands, neck chains, nose printing. The visibility and stayability of these options vary greatly. Ear tags, some electronic devices, neck chains, paint, and freeze brands are all temporary. Permanent forms are hot brands, some electronic devices, tattoos, ear notches, and nose prints. In addition to the permanents varying, the visibility is not the same with all methods. For notes on birthing dates or checking for sick livestock, an observable method is highly preferred. Some industries use specific methods. Consider ear notching in swine operations or neck chains on dairies. Nearly all species make use of tattoos for individual identification, but reading tattoos while doing chores is not the easiest job. Electronic devices require readers and other equipment to operate, but can aid in record management and industry traceability. Paint brands are very temporary, used for sorting or in livestock sales. Nose prints, while desirable as a permanent method, are not at all useful at chore time. Each cow has a unique nose print, similar to a fingerprint. Hot brands are generally used as ranch ownership rather than identifying individual animals. They're placed on the shoulder or the hip. While hot brands are highly visible, they're not useful on specific animals. Freeze brands, on the other hand, are specific to an individual. A freeze brand destroys the natural pigments of the hair, producing the growth of white hair. This relatively painless method of branding reduces hide damage. Freeze brands, while not always lifelong, will last for several years. For most producers, ear tags are the easiest to see when checking livestock, followed by freeze branding. Tags are commonly used because they tend to be inexpensive and simple to get started with, requiring only the tag and an applicator tool. There are many different brands of tags commercially available. Finding the style and brand that best suits your herd may take a few tries. Look for the style that doesn't pull out of the ear from animals walking through brush or consuming hay through a bale feeder. Tags with numbers can be purchased, or you can buy blank tags and write the information on it that you desire. Next time, we'll discuss record keeping for profit. For more information on how to implement an individual identification system, as well as how to use that system to improve performance and profitability, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.